You're listening to the very first Friendly Geordies podcast ever recorded on that same crap, worse than a camera phone camcorder that you get, that costs more than a camera phone still because it's Harvey Norman, and the only people that shop there are the same people that go to Telstra.
Oh my god, is that because like Chinese kids are not making it and some dude in Ipswich is making these cameras? Is that why it's expensive?
In Ipswich? No.
I wish.
No, it's definitely child slavery. But at Western prices.
Look, it's the golden camera. It made him his millions. It'll make us millions. God damn it.
Are you going to pose as Richard Nixon for the rest of the recording?
I mean, I was thinking about it, but then it's already starting to hurt. So I'm just going to do it for another, like, 4 minutes.
Because Miss Love just got 4 wisdom teeth taken out at once.
This many?
Oh, is that why you're doing it?
No, but...
No, just...
About,
okay.
Talk about puns.
it's back in satisfaction.
Okay, so not everyone is able to view this. Only patrons would be able to see it.
I'm doing this for the patrons.
But still, we have an audience other than the patrons. So just
fuck this.
Fuck you guys.
Love you
all. Until you give us a buck, I don't like you.
All right, that's enough. But really, we love you all.
That's all your $20 an episode gets you.
Yeah,
about. Essentially, a minute and 30 seconds of Miss Love raising his hands like Richard Nixon.
But essentially, like...
Bonus.
For a guy that loves unions, I've been, like, you know, essentially, like, heavily injured. I'm, like, just going to have a little lie down. You're like, get the hell up!
No, yes!
So I'm calling
you guys need your own union, don't
like,
you?
Yeah, we do.
Ali, do you want to be the organizer of this one? Because you shirked that responsibility last time they came to your work.
Well, no, I did. I joined it. Oh,
you joined it,
I
but
joined,
then they said,
I...
do you want to be the union rep? And you went, man, I'm looking for a promotion here. So.
I sold out. Well, I am wearing a red jumper for the ones that are paying can see, so I am...
Yeah, he's the union rep from here.
How much is...
And look, Miss Love's too much like a wharfie. Look at him, he's dressed...
Come on, come at me. I'll fucking knock you.
You gotta say it, just for the patrons. Just yell into the mic, we're coming back!
Okay, I can't yell that loud, but...
Because he's still knocked up on happy gas.
I'm
it for the patrons.
Just as a prelude here, like... I took like 5 Panadine whatevers, and now my stomach hurts, and I'm high on laugh gas as well. We're coming back.
How much did that hurt? Just to
it was worth it. It was worth it. Did you? I don't know if anyone remembers that. You might not have been in the country, so I don't know.
I think about it as soon as I wake up. Oh. That's the first thought on my mind is that fat wharfie yelling, "We're coming back."
It was an ad. No, this ad campaign.
Wait, how long ago was this?
10 years.
Under the Kevin Rudd election.
It was something to do with, anyway, there was a scare campaign running ads, and it always played on TV when we were at schoolies, and it was just, a whole bunch of, it's like, this Labour senator was ex-union, so was this one, it was like 20 guys or whatever, and they're all really 80s, like they looked like the bad guy from Total Recall, you know, and then it was just like, if you elect Labour... the corrupt unions will come back. And it's like, we're coming back. And
they
replayed that over.
They had this wharfie at a rally.
Yeah.
That held a megaphone and was yelling to probably 200 other wharfies that were flying those CFMEU flags.
We're coming back.
That's
and he just yelled, yeah, it was great. Such it made me want to vote for them more.
The crazy
it was
thing
like
is,
supersized me. It had the exact opposite effect.
The crazy thing is for me, of course, like at that age, I was just like... they are coming back. God bless you, Howard. It completely worked on me.
Also, even when you were a kid, you were conservative.
No, I wasn't conservative.
Yeah, you were.
No. I've gone through.
He was a Howard voter if he could have.
He grew up in the North Shore, like, or wherever the fuck you grew up. The North Shore. I got it right this time.
You got
right?
it right. Okay. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, his only political protest was, I'm just outraged that I have to vote for John Howard as Prime Minister and not Joe Hockey.
He's in my electorate, so, you know, that's your fair call. That's not true. That's not entirely true.
You're a Joe Hockey constituent. What the hell happened to Joe Hockey? He's now gone.
He retired because Zappa got kicked
out. Who's your MP?
A pharmacist.
He's just some
what,
guy.
Joe Hockey?
he's some, like, old guy. He's, like, the definition of a stand-in man. But just to clarify quickly, I did go through... the same phase that everyone went through, which was from years, you know, from year 7 to like year pretty much out of high school, the year out of high school. I was like, you know, because when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, the liberals are mad. Yeah, my mom and dad know what's up. And then you want to rebel and everything. So for like a solid, how long's high school? 8 years? 7 years? Whatever. For a solid 6 to 8 years, I was like diehard Greens. Didn't know anything about the policies.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I distinctly remember you saying, yeah, Howard's mad. Oh, fuck off.
All right, fine. Maybe it kicked in year 9. Maybe
but
it kicked
Howard
in year
is
9.
Mad, though.
So
like, I'll give him
years.
That. I would never vote for Howard him, but he is mad.
Well, I would say...
How?
Dude, how
what
much,
is appealing about him?
How much?
He just looks like my accountant.
No, well, okay, what does Kevin Rudd look like? Kevin Rudd looks
he's
like
an
the guy
he's
I would
He's a real accountant. He's an actual accountant.
Probably. No, he
not
looks
probably.
Like the manager at the RTA.
No,
give him his credit.
No, Kevin Rudd was an accountant before he got into politics.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No,
no
he
was
worked
a
in
diplomat.
The trade department.
Yeah, he was a diplomat. But
I thought it was an accountant.
Who are you thinking of? You're thinking
Kevin
of Joe
Rudd.
Hockey again, aren't you?
I'm thinking of Kevin... Anyway.
Dude, like, if I went to school...
I think you think that your calculator is your member of parliament.
Would be better way. You remember to carry the one. But in all honesty,
at least we'd know someone in there knew how to camp.
For 4 years, I apologize. It wasn't that long. For 4 years, I was like, save the whales. I still want to save the whales, but I was very like Greens. Like I was like, you know, like okay, were you?
Because Rage Against the Machine was communist, you were communist,
basically.
And now Gavin McInnes is alt-right, so you just started moving towards that ideology.
Well, I float around.
It's just whoever has the most tats wins. So if there was basically what you need to do is ask one of the Maori hookers on the Parramatta Eels team who they vote for, and then you've got Miss Love's next electoral vote.
He's just nailed me. More tats.
I
don't vote for any of
you.
Them, bro. I just put in a blank pallet. It's my personal protest to the clowns.
Yeah.
Then they are clowns.
Yeah, well, the last vote I did was...
that
the weed party.
The
yeah, you voted
party.
How the Parramatta Eels wanted you to.
So you're the idiot that votes for like the sex party or some shit.
Was.
What's the point of? God, I hate those people, man, so much.
I would have been pissed and argued you back then, but I agree with you now.
Why? What would you like? We need more prosies in Parliament. Like, what would have been your... Okay, you
no,
voted for the...
No, my stance was the same as, like, anyone on BuzzFeed or Pedestrian. I was just like, they're both exactly the same to a T, in fact. So, it's the big question here is... fishing party or no parking meter party?
No, the fishing party's all right. At least they're, like, a replacement for One Nation.
You like parking meters?
No, I hate them.
Well then,
exposed.
When you voted for
Ali, likes,
show your support.
Everyone, Patreon, and everyone else. Ali loves parking meters. No. It was stupid. I mean, the weed party's cool. Okay, give me this. The weed party's the best of a bad bunch of small parties.
Right? No one's giving you that.
Wait,
Miss
okay.
Love.
What were their policies besides? Hydro's better than Bush. Like, what was their actual
two words?
Legalize
it.
But isn't like the Greens... Haven't the Greens been saying that for ages? Like, I'm pretty sure...
Nah, they just released their policy recently.
And they're like, no,
but it's always just been strongly hinted towards this wink and a nudge of, if we were ever in, which we never will be...
Yeah.
What? Okay, explain to me, Mr. Aussie Politics, why the hell...
Yeah.
Is
the Don Burke of Parliament.
Why the hell is
just
weed...
as a prelude, if I'm not laughing, it's because I'm in extreme pain. Everything is hilarious here, though, just as a prelude.
Sits back like some Jewish grandma always complaining about his ailments. Look at his stupid hand.
My
lord. Over like it's infested with liver spots. I mean, so much. I had too many Panadols and now I don't have
fish.
A headache, but I get a stomachache.
My lower back is killing me.
You can't say shit. You've never had your business say that. You've forgotten the pain. But go on.
Oh, should I tell my story about when I got all four of wisdom teeth out?
Get this. This is good.
Dig this, Ali.
Dig this.
I had the same... No, I didn't have the same thing. The Mislav's problem is he went to Lithgow, so he didn't have an actual dentist. It was just a guy who owns a cow who goes, okay, so $50, I'll just get Betchy here to kick you in the face.
I was thinking that $1,600 for like 4 wisdom teeth and a lot of procedures is quite cheap.
Yeah, it was
who is this guy?
It was my mechanic. He just got really high and squinted at my jaw. So it looks like a radiator and just kicked it in. No, I joke. The dentist is actually really good. My dentist is great. Shout out Waratah Dental.
So it was just literally...
This is what we've discovered.
Yeah.
There's one thing that unites rural Australians and Chinese people together.
Yeah.
Lower your mic, Mr. Shanks.
Here we go.
People want to see those wrinkles.
Hey.
You sure know how to hurt a girl, don't you?
can we talk about how possessive you are about your wrinkle?
Yeah, and my balding head. We could do both.
No, your head's not balding.
What are you on about?
Well, that's why I'm going to get plasma injections for the next 6 months. Once a month, they withdraw blood out of my vein. They centrifuge it. Damn. They get the plasma, and then they stab my head with 200 needle injections. So... My head looks slightly better.
What? Please don't do that.
I don't even know what to say.
Please don't do that.
What about that cream that fixes shit at Coles? Like, can't you just get that?
Regain.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
But Regain gives you wrinkles.
Oh.
I'd rather get stabbed in the head than have wrinkles.
Yeah, this is what happens if, like, you make someone...
I was thinking about this. Honestly, I would rather have cancer that doesn't make you bald than be bald.
Dude, Louis C.K. had the same thing. He was saying that he would trade places with a homeless dude as long as the homeless person had a full set of hair.
Dude, I'm essentially bald. Right. I shave my head. Look at this. It's like it's cool. Just walk around.
Steve,
you
do look like a penis. Don't
just walk around. All you gotta do.
A circumcised penis.
All you gotta do is walk around. And sort of like be uppity about like rising prices of like specific like butter menthols in a chemist, and you'll be sorted.
No, that's not bald. If you're bald, you've got two ways to go. You can either become as a girl, probably just become a hoarder and live inside your house, and then every now and then Channel 9 A Current Affair comes in and goes, Martha, are you going to clean up the newspapers out the front? And you go, it's my head. But if you're a guy...
No, it's cool.
Bald. That's insane. Boy.
That's, like, that is so offensive. It is the thing now. So many chicks on Tinder, bald. I'm not making this shit up.
Oh, like hipster girls?
Yeah, hipster girls. Yeah, that is
shave their head?
Well, I don't know if they shave... Well, unless, like...
They're not balding.
I guess cancer
is now...
We don't
live in Chernobyl.
No, okay, they're shaving their head, I guess.
They definitely are.
If they're shaving their head, that's kind of hard.
Oh, really?
Well, just reminds me of that Zafredi porn where she was just like, yes, shave your head, baby, yes.
What?
I want to jizz on this. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All the ways. Yes, rub it in. Make it your hair.
What?
How is that hot?
Dude,
you know, that goes against...
Yeah, you're right. That's not hot.
You know, that goes against...
It's just bizarre.
There's a reason why...
It's just more absurd than Waiting for Godot.
I'm
just flabbergasted. This is.
Well, come to the microphone.
Like,
and flabbergasted.
I thought Rocco. He just every time he just shocks me more and more. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a separate topic. But
he's
like,
avant garde.
Rocco.
Yeah, but if they're shaving their head, I think that's kind of attractive. And guys, it can be attractive if you're extremely muscly. But there's two ways that you can go as a guy if you are balding and you decide to shave your head. You either become extremely aggro. Or extremely chill.
Yeah.
You either have to become a tradie that's constantly listening to Triple M.
Basically like our dads.
Our dads. Yeah. Or...
Well, your dad more, but like...
You become those dudes that live in Bellingen that are always studying for their degree in Reiki, but they never finish it. And it's the easiest degree to get. Do you know what Reiki is?
Is that raking leaves or something?
No. It's like acupuncture without the needles. So it's nothing.
What?
It's just people going, I'm just going to put my energy on this part. With their hands just hovering above
this,
you.
Get this.
Like they're UFOs.
I've seen that shit on YouTube. That is the biggest con I've ever seen.
Dude,
my mum used to take me to it.
Dude, my girlfriend's cousin is studying it now, practicing it. I know she doesn't listen to this, so I'm not going
to... Is she hot?
Who?
Your girl... And of course, I moved the mic to ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the main question is what are her jugs like?
I would stand over here every time. Why do you ask... Wait, why do you ask that?
You mean, what do I say?
Are you just curious?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I forgot what we were on. We were on our pod. yeah, dude, she is. She is hot. She's a hot girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen
her in Holly's wallet.
What?
Jesus. Yeah, she's got a photo of her in her wallet. Knife.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, there's no joke about that.
How do you know what the contents of Holly's wallet are and you don't know? Like, aren't you...
Well, I am basically...
Mislav doesn't know how old he is. He probably thinks he's 10.
I don't know. We've established...
Mislav doesn't know shit right now.
Me and Jordan... I don't know shit right now, but generally speaking, me and Jordan have established that, yeah, basically my life is... I mean, just as a side note, I get people pretty well. I can, like, read scenarios well, and I can rock out.
The last one I agree with. The first two, I don't know. I'm a little few about.
Yeah, all right, whatever. It's your own, but...
No one can be chummy with someone who works at BP better than Miss Love. Whoever walks up to that guy that goes 1490, please, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But every time Miss Love, g'day, mate, how are you? What are the specials here? Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it makes you sound a little bit trivial with that voice. But yeah, but what I'm saying is,
don't demean my profession. I can't. Talking to guys at BP.
Damn straight. I wish I could monetize that, but I can't house or feed myself. I can't house or. Dude. Holly was gone yesterday. I stayed. This is my day. I got up in the morning. I made some coffee. I somehow managed to shovel down some shredded wheat into my body, which is that's basically like, you know, Industrial Revolution poverty vibe.
Dude, not even before that. Like, you
yeah, they had cornflakes. It's just straight wheat. So, and not even a lot of it. And then I argued.
It's ancient Babylon.
And then I argued.
They've just discovered farming. And wheat tastes really good.
Yeah, true. Didn't they invent the wheel when they found wheat?
He's got no hair like an Egyptian slave.
So basically,
if the Pharaoh can't have hair, no one can have hair.
So basically, and then I argued with a guy about Jordan Peterson online for like 5 hours, and then I had to go see Han Solo the movie with a mate. So like, and then I was like, I was driving with him, like, hey dude, like, I'm like fainting nearly, and there's like, why? And I'm like, I didn't eat anything today. It's like, why? I'm like, well, I was predisposed. I had to like argue with a stranger about Jordan Peterson for like 6 hours, and it was like, okay, I'll feed you something.
Dude, Miss Love does have that face pathetic. Where I would also feed him if he was just
pathetic.
Lying around.
I can't feed myself or Jesus.
Yeah, what a massive man. Like, you should, like, if evolution, dude, you should be dead.
Mm-hmm.
The plague should have killed
basically
you.
If like
the only part he could have possibly lived in is when Italy wasn't yet formed as a country and they were all just little independent states like Florence, Sicily.
Mm.
He could have lived there,
yeah,
entertaining people on the side of the road if he was motivated enough to paint his face white and put black lipstick on to look like a sad clown. But I don't know if he has the motivation for that.
I feel like my yeah, no, that's true.
It might only be now.
I feel like
he needs someone to like. Well, dude, he's under happy gas and he's managing to do the podcast. He just
pretty
needs
good.
Someone to be like, yo, Miss Love, you've got to fucking do.
I need,
he was born an old Jewish woman. He just came out
born.
Of those. It just crawled out being like, where you give filter fish?
Yeah.
I smell fish.
Yeah, and you were born like basically my mum, a North Shore mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It wouldn't surprise me if
we
did a
women.
DNA test and
we're
I wasn't
women.
A mum. Ali's
we're
not
all...
a woman.
Hey, can we do one
Ali
of those?
Is a dad. He's 50.
Yeah. I'm proud of me. Yeah.
But anyway, well, let's move on to...
Let's move on to
Miss Love's morality on drugs, because we've got to take advantage of the fact that Miss Love is currently on happy gas. The drug that makes Lisa Simpson see the world as that yellow submarine film.
Yeah, can't duck, coming down. That's the point I'm nearly at there, so. Yeah.
So, this is the first question to you, Miss Love.
Go on.
That I wrote on my big hand.
Lenny and Carl.
You'd know that if you were a Patreon donor.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sizzle.
There you go.
If you had to kill your dad,
Oh, God.
To save all the bees in the world, would you?
Such a difficult question.
Okay, you know what? I have a question based on that, like on terms of that question.
Yeah, that's how this game works.
No,
fair enough.
No, I can inquire upon me killing my dad. I'm sorry.
You asked that and we said no. Answer the fucking question.
No, you haven't said no. No, see, no, the question. No.
Trying to see if he's high enough to get away with that.
Don't make me.
Did
me,
I? Oh, don't, okay. Well, as long as the parameters.
Don't make me turn into the member for Carnival. No, no. Is the evidence on all the bees dying solid? Like what? All the bees die and then we all die.
Your dad is sitting there in a bathtub just grabbing bees out of a hive, drowning them one by one. So you have to kill him to stop him
but
from killing all the bees
in the
world.
What I'm saying is there a chance that all the bees fuck off and then who knows, the science is like, oh, who'd have thought the environment, the scenario is actually improved without the bees. The honey was actually, what the honey was doing was propagating the bad seeds. So now all the fucking minor birds have come in and they're pollinating like even better.
Yeah, it turns out that carbon dioxide induced climate warming is actually a myth. The Koch brothers were right. It really is honey that's warming the planet.
Not a myth. Just like
the industrialization of bees, not humans.
I'm trying to quantify like how serious it would be.
If there's no bees, the entire ecosystem collapses.
Legit though?
And I think agriculture instantly reduces by half.
Actually though?
Yes.
Yeah.
This isn't another one of
just because of pollination.
This isn't one of your
what?
Crazy brain schemes like
no, dude,
equal pay and minimum wage.
No, you've seen that documentary.
I've done one worse than that. I've read the article that The Guardian had that summated that documentary.
Dude, the only experience I've had is I was watching shit about the bees on fucking Netflix and Jordan was just like, damn, this documentary is so fucking boring. And I was just like, can we keep watching? You're like, no. Do you remember that?
I'm
pretty sure we changed it to comedians and cars getting caught. But he was in the Bee movie, so it was still related. That's what it would have just been afterwards. If you loved this documentary about honey.
Look, you know, I love...
And that movie, that Bee movie was good.
I'd ask... You know what? My dad's a bit of a... He's a selfless man. I'd ask him. He'd probably just be like, just do it, man.
No, then, you can't do that. Okay, here's the thing. There comes a time in a man's life when he's got to do...
Got to kill his dad.
No, he's got to do the right thing.
Just kill your dad.
But just to kill your dad.
I mean...
Or you could just be like, you know what? Fuck humans. Or anything. Fuck
no.
The ecosystem.
Well, there's a lot of different... It depends. If we had, like, a colony on Mars, I'd be like, fuck Earth. Or if we had a colony on the moon. But I assume we don't, right?
He doesn't trust the evidence of bees, but he's, like, he's going by Elon Musk's colony of Mars.
Yeah, I'm
dude,
going for
there's
Musk.
There's no air
Rocket
there.
Man.
Like,
yeah, he's not even going by Elon Musk. He's going by David Bowie's song.
No, he sent... He was playing that song on his aircraft.
Who?
Elon, my man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Elon, your man.
Well, I didn't know that.
Damn straight. No, all right, yeah, I'll kill him. Go on. All right.
Oh, you'll kill him?
Yeah, but I love him.
Fair call, he's got to go.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
You do.
Oh, dude,
but as soon as you do, I'm going to turn to you and go,
how
you
dare
are a
you.
Monster.
And I would agree with you. I'd probably... As soon as it happened... I'd just become a drunk and abuse people in bars. Be like, you know, it was me that saved the earth. And be like, I know, thank you very much. It's like, you know what I had to do? You fucking know what I had to do for you so you could drink a fucking martini in Surrey Hills, you shit?
So pretty much everyone at our school bar us. You just descend to them.
Yeah, I just basically turn into like any one of our mates from school, yeah.
Yeah. So, what was your question for him?
I feel like
Harley?
My question isn't that as good anymore. So, this question actually comes from Jordan's neighbor, Peter, who's
a nice guy, I've heard.
Well, okay, here's the thing. So everything about him
is
amazing.
His landlord, you mean?
Yeah, his landlord.
He's the guy that owns him.
Yeah.
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 He's your owner.
Weirdly. But he
does in a way, but he's a really nice landlord.
Yeah,
instead of kicking mud in my face and using me as a stool to get on his horse.
Yep, yep.
He just goes like, hey, I got this book from the library. Do you want to read it?
That's actually really awesome.
No, dude, he's a really nice guy.
I have a theory.
Answer the question
first. No, can I just really quickly say it? Because it's literally 1 second.
No.
I have a theory that people that live near the beach and landlords and stuff are just generally more chilled. So I assume that if you just didn't pay your rent for a year, the landlord would just get a little bit tiff. But that's just it.
No, his landlord actually might be cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
But so this guy, he's a champ, like, and he's the nicest man to me. But he's the guy. He's rich as shit. He owns like half of Bondi. He came up with the technology to differentiate between a tree and a human for drone strikes.
I've heard that too, and that is insane.
He's a very impressive man.
It just makes me like him more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, could you do it, Ali?
No, here's the thing. I like that. I like that. That is the technological aspect.
You're a mum. Well, I don't think you could. I mean, maybe you could.
I don't think I could be. Dude, I can't be the guy who...
don't know what a drone is.
So he's from Israel.
Yeah, I know and, that too. I didn't know. Yeah, Jordan's obviously told me this, but yeah, yeah.
Him and I used to have a lot of conversations. We get along really well.
Yeah.
But he would like. He's a proper like a Zionist, like a pro.
Yeah, yeah. Like so he'd get along with you, and then you'd sort of like turn around, and he'd like get one of those things. It's like a dart from Indiana Jones. Like, what the hell was that? Just a mild sedative.
It out while you're blurring out, and then there's this little scroll on it that you unravel, and you read it, and it says next year in Jerusalem. And you wake up, and you're part of the Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah. IDF.
You know what I thought you were going to say? I thought it was going to open up and be like a fan time. Like, did you know the first Deportos was created in Bondi?
Next year in the Iceberg Club.
And then you just wake up fucking flipping a burger. Shout out to Porto, by the way. Fuck, I love that stuff.
Can they pay us?
I don't even care. I will shout out to Porto's because I love them.
Yeah, for burgers. Like, give us burgers.
Like,
triple chicken.
Yeah, anyway.
So once we're having this debate, and I'm trying to, like, play the morality thing where, like, because Israel's pretty fucked, right? So he says this. He says, all right, so answer a question. So he gives me this moral conundrum. He's like,
yeah.
So there's a woman and a child.
Oh, God.
And behind them is a terrorist. You've got two options.
Yep.
Either you let the terrorist go and save the woman and the child, or you try to kill for the terrorist, and you may actually get the woman and the child killed too. So what do you do?
But what's the advantage of killing the terrorist?
What? Future?
Because then he's not going to blow up them all.
Yeah, like, eventually he's going to blow up them all.
Oh, no. I'd definitely let him go. There's like a billion of them. That's stupid. Like, dude, let him walk away.
He's a smart man. Yeah. Dude, he's smarter than the Israeli Defense Force.
There's not a billion of them.
There's a lot of them. What's the point? One person?
Nah, I reckon there's a billion. Because there's a billion Muslims.
Dude, think about this.
Dude, he says, like, sometimes Mislav says, like, the most casually offensive shit, but he means it as a good thing. Sometimes he's just like, no, dude, I don't hate Muslims. I just hate Islam. And you're like, yeah, that makes me feel real good. I was listening to, like, Gavin, and I realized that Takiya is like a big alt-right
probably
point.
But look,
it's
listen.
Like it's completely bullshit. It was used, you know, like,
okay,
when
I don't know about it.
I'll give you an example of Takiya. When the Balkans were Muslims in Balkans were hiding Jews in their basements, and the Nazis came to ask them, do you have any Jews or do you know any Jews? They said no. That's practicing Takiya, as in, like, you get to I was reading about this, so there was like a case.
So it's legit.
Yeah, it was like, this is a true story.
Okay,
so what I'm trying to say is Takiya is basically, if for the you can, because Muslims aren't supposed to lie at any point.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can lie if
Everyone
someone's life is at stake. No, yeah. they lie. They no, lie.
I
huge.
Like all these little rules and sub-rules in Islam. It's
but
cool.
But there's obviously a part that says you can avoid paying tax at your restaurant. So I'm just kidding, Jesus.
No, I know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's so many life hacks in the Islamic text. There's not really in
olives are really
Christianity.
A sweet
it's just
form
like
of
how to be nice to people.
Yeah, true.
I assume there's a lot more to Christianity than that. Disappointed when they say that God doesn't exist, but keep smiling anyway.
Yeah, I see.
No, that's not just one of the things. Like, isn't like one of the verses from the Bible? I'm pretty sure is like, I'm here to spread the word of God through sword and not through words. Like,
no,
that's part of the gospel.
No.
Dude, can I show you that?
Yeah, that's not.
Like, okay, I'm not saying...
You got it mixed up there. I think the Bible...
Okay, here's the thing. Like, but Islamic verses are concrete, but, like, if you... here's the thing. I'm giving you a verse in isolation, which needs to be looked upon in context to give it proper meaning.
Right.
But you can do the same with Islam, and somehow that is the definitive thing about Islam.
I just don't think there's one word of a sword.
Such a 2004 conversation.
I just don't think there's one word of a sword in the Bible. Is there one
okay,
word of a sword?
I really hate this. Like, doesn't
like
it say
like,
in the Bible?
I feel
Bible.
Like the Bible's mainly bread and fish.
In fact, not only that, Jesus once said that I am going to make... Okay, so it's something... It goes like this. I'm trying to, like, use the exact words, but it's like...
Actually,
I'm
no, you're right. You're right. I just watched Pulp Fiction, and he's like, I will smite thee down with furious vengeance and anger. So, like, Samuel Jackson said it, so I guess you are right.
And also the thing is, man, like, Jesus was actually, like, a... Like, I think the guy's mad.
I'm in the center right now, you know?
No, dude, but here's the thing. He wasn't some celestial being that was here to just like, oh,
dude,
peace.
He wasn't a hippie. He was there to usher in...
Like, he said that he was the Messiah.
Yeah, it's a
yeah
big
he was
call.
The dawning of the age of Aquarius.
It's a big call. It's a big call. I mean,
you know what that call means.
No, 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 I'm saying like...
If you're saying you're the Messiah, you're here to overthrow the Romans...
Which is why, not the Jews, but he was a Jew.
To overthrow the Romans, and that's where the verse of the sword comes in, because
right.
he realized to overthrow the unjust rule of the Romans and bring the just rule of God, you need to use the swords. That's called context.
Might have been a baguette, though. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's not get like.
Damn, the ancient world's Malcolm X.
Who?
Jesus.
Dude, how sick.
I'm not saying that it's not aggressive act to own a sword, but I'm just saying it's very intelligent to do so given the circumstances.
How ballsy is it? I was thinking about this. Getting... Like, it would take balls to be like, yep, yeah, I'm happy to get crucified because I'll rise again, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I'll cop it. It's like, damn, that would... Like, that's got to be one of the worst ways to go.
The thing is, he wasn't the only one. By the way, you know...
I know that.
You know the thing that they say that, like, the two people next to him on the cross were thieves?
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Because, like, historically, there's only... You wouldn't get crucified if you stole a thief.
Yeah.
You would only get crucified for crimes against the state.
Which
means that you were trying to overthrow the regime.
Yeah.
So the two people next to him were their own independent Jesuses.
Damn. Wait, twist. One was Allah. Dang. And the other one was Buddha. Just being like, dude.
No, but
this
but
way too hot. Like, we get back to the foothills of Cambodia, like, soon.
But here's the difference between Jesus and all the other ones.
Yeah.
No one remembers them, and there's a reason.
There's other ones. Oh, wait.
Dude, there's heaps of everyone. At one point, everyone started to claim that they were the Messiah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew there was other ones, but I didn't know
so
that.
So good. Da Vinci Code Radio.
Yes. Yeah, who? Give me.
Well,
some.
You don't remember them.
I know,
the thing is, you don't know shit about Jesus. We don't know. Like, the only thing that we know is that he existed around the first century in Palestine, and he was executed for executed by Romans for wire crucifixion.
Yeah,
that's the only information that we have. But it's actually, that information is good enough because Romans were really good at recording shit.
Mm.
So if you can understand Romans, you can understand. A lot more about Jesus.
Yeah.
So okay, here's the thing. You don't know anything concrete, but you know things that are more probable and less probable.
Of course. I mean, the Bible.
Anyway, so here was the difference between Jesus and all the other ones that got crucified.
Yeah.
Once you got crucified, you were dead. And by definition, you're not the Messiah because the Messiah can't die.
Yeah.
The difference with Jesus was his followers, for some reason, kept going. And the reason why they kept going was they saw him rise.
Yeah, right.
Right? None of the other ones did.
Mm.
And Jesus was a peculiar man. Like, so again, they say he used to heal the sick and...
Lepers.
Yeah, there was a lot of people doing that.
What did he do after he got out of the cave? Oh, sorry, keep going with that.
So there was a lot of people that were healing the sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The difference was,
yep, yep,
Jesus was the only one who did it for free. It was a very lucrative business.
Kami.
That's why his majority, because what happened, that's why he got his following.
I'm going to show that says Jesus is a commie.
Yeah, Jesus is Jesus was more of a commie than what he's portrayed to be, as if like some celestial being who was basically a libertarian. He's like, I don't care about money. Yeah. You make more money.
Oh, that's definitely been contextualized by like America, you know, obviously
his main
base. I don't think he was a libertarian.
No, well, a lot of people, like, you know, like
he was
mega
an entrepreneur
church,
though.
The mega, he wasn't. He didn't fucking charge for his skills. Like, he was the worst.
He didn't charge.
And you know what he was?
He doesn't
this
charge.
Is the most impressive thing
so
about
wait a second,
him.
Wait a second.
How good would it be if the second coming of Jesus is Joel Osteen?
I don't know who that is.
No, we can't.
He like
just
owns
keep
like
going.
This massive mega church, but
oh shit.
That's right. So those guys think that Jesus wanted you to have a BMW. Like, that was, like, that's the, isn't that the guy that was just saying, like, I have.
I don't know. All I've ever heard him say is, if you're down in life, press the delete button. And I was like, mad. This is just Tony Robbins, but slightly shorter with bigger teeth.
Is that the guy that's, like, really good mates with Justin Bieber now and, like, owns, like, heaps of Ferraris? He's like, doesn't give it to charity.
No, isn't that like the Hillsong dude?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's the Hillsong guy. Yeah, yeah.
How do I know this? But anyways.
Where's your Messiah now?
See? So, who's the right one? Just tell me already.
Nah, dude, Jesus was as right as... Dude, Jesus is like... Okay, the other thing is, Jesus was born in fucking Nazareth. Here's the thing.
That,
he wasn't born
he was...
in Bethlehem, because that's what the Gospels say.
Wait, I thought he was, he was born in, like... around Israel, right?
Yeah, so that's in Nazareth. So,
yeah.
But Nazareth was like the
geography
shittiest
wasn't my fucking
area.
You know,
you did it in year 12.
Yeah, but all we learned about was Tassal, Tasmanian salmon.
Everything's related to God.
Tasmanian salmon is delicious.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
So he was born in Nazareth, and he wasn't born in Bethlehem because, anyways, like there's a thing. So they said that the gospel said that the Messiah was supposed to be born in Bethlehem. Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem. So they tried to justify it by saying that actually during the birth of Jesus Christ, Rome did a census and they told everyone to go to their to the area of their forefathers. Hence, Jesus was born in Bethlehem because Mary went there for the census, which is bullshit. Because this would have been the biggest migration of the time, which would have ruined the economy. Like, it's just one of those implausible things. Anyways, so we've got enough historical sort of. It's probable that he was born in Nazareth. If he was born in Nazareth, Nazareth was the shittest area of the entire Palestine. It was the most backward place. So this guy was born in a shit town. He was... You know what his profession was? They say he was a carpenter. Okay. He wasn't particularly a carpenter. What he was...
The ancient world's Uber driver, surely.
No,
I had
no
skills.
You know what?
I'm a handyman.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a handyman. So he was one of those guys.
Damn.
So the equivalent of that would be
just trying to make ends meet.
This is like this is from the book Zealot. But anyway, so this is he would his equivalent in today's world would be those guys holding boards in freaking south of America. Can fix anything. Pick me up and give me food. That was his profession.
Mad.
This guy.
He was a Mexican.
This well Jews.
No wonder Latin America likes Christianity
there you
so
go.
Much.
Yeah, there you go. So
that is an understatement.
He rose.
Fish, bread, will work for food.
Beish.
Beish.
No. Beish. That's fish in Portuguese. Just saying.
Just like, it's a good. It's
well,
a good
we're all learning
knowledge.
Here.
Just in case.
Riva. Thank you for that.
Just in case I went to Portugal and I was like,
how do I say fish? I know how to say beer.
Yeah, I can't remember what fish is in Korean. I'm just going to assume that it's fisheru 6000.
It's called muchli
in Pakistan.
That's not
contentious. Love it.
Anyway, so like the impressive thing was like he comes from that background and he eventually got like prominent enough to be executed by the state. That in itself is an achievement.
All right, so where are you going?
Good on him.
Where are you going with this?
What I'm going with this is
okay. What happened when he rose? Sorry.
No. Go on.
I want to know that.
Go on.
What happened after he rose? This is just religious studies in year six.
I know. This is just...
But with someone who's just gone like, well, you know, the answers to the Bible are all in there. You just got to read them yourself. So you haven't read it. Nah. You clearly have. What happened after Jesus was resurrected?
This is just the half...
Did
like
he fly off to
the radio stations
Mars?
I can only get in Lithgow.
Well, no. So
I listen to it all the time. Hope FM. I actually like it because it's like funny.
So
anyway,
it's funny, and it's just got Smooth FM's play track with hosts that
it's
used
Billy
to be on Saturday Disney. What's
yeah,
not to like?
I know. It's Billy Joel, but instead of baby, they put in Jesus, the words, you know. But anyway, go on.
So what happens after he rose? So, dude, he was dead. His followers claim that he rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Which is...
And I believe it.
Well, yeah, I guess. But his
how can you doubt that?
You're
dude, I'm
you're a
like,
strange
I'm
man,
not actually a religious man. Like, I don't believe in divinity of Jesus.
Look,
or
you're just, it's just.
Well, why
bizarre,
am I asking
just
you
strange.
This?
It's just strange.
I want to ask a believer, Mislav, what happened after
he rose again? He rose again.
Again? But he already rose.
He rose twice.
He was double alive. Because he had a Red Bull.
he rose with wings.
Is that what happened?
No, not
did
with
he get
wings
because he drank Red Bull?
What? Yeah, he got...
Ollie, stop us stalling. Is that what happened?
Well, I
answer
I don't
the
know.
Question.
I don't know. There's not enough evidence to prove that one. But so what?
See,
so,
this is the problem with you religious types. When you're cornered, you've got nothing.
Dude, how am I the religious type?
It's just
so the religion, the
Marxism is a sort of religion. Keep going.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I'll take that one. But so he, so Jamie, his brother,
show me your
continues teaching, like. Jesus's messiahhood.
Yeah, but what happened to
Palestine.
Him? What happened to Jesus?
Dude, he went to heaven. Whatever, I don't know.
What, so they opened up the rock and he goes, thank you.
Dude, what
my
happened to him?
Couldn't get out. So he's just flying around the top like
easy.
A moth going, where's the sky? So and then he left out and he goes,
why
yeah.
did he sound like a
dude,
Guido
died.
Salami deli shop owner?
I don't know. No, he sounds sort of like a Jewish Master Roshi from Dragon Ball Z. How good was Master Roshi?
I love Master
Roshi should be the mascot
wait,
of this podcast.
Can I do it my
it
interpretation?
It is an old man that just like constantly talks about ass.
Can I give you my interpretation of Master Roshi? Get out of here. I'm looking at this girl's cans.
Have you been working on that?
No.
That was genius.
Give this man $5.
God, you are the modern equivalent of the guy from Police Academy that can make a helicopter sound pretty good. Listen to him go. All right, Miss Love. I'm so glad you
more
didn't
often.
Die.
I should get high more often.
All right, let's move on to another one. What the hell is happiness?
Okay, so
Ali, this is yours.
No, this is what I was like trying to.
Is there a segue here?
Well, this is a good segue. So.
I reckon happiness. We've already got this answer. We can move on to the next one.
What is
just
it?
Do Master Roshi again. That's happiness.
I don't think there is something known as
Ali. Just let me. I don't want to train. I want to look at Bulma.
All right, next segment. We found out what happiness.
No, no.
Dude, I don't think happiness exists. I don't think like it's not an objective reality.
Give us the definition, but it has to be like
well,
the
I
Bunnings
don't know.
Ad version.
I think happiness is actually the pursuit of trying to get to happiness.
I'm paying that, dude. It's all
no.
about the journey. The journey, it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Well, and the thing is, like, what gives you most happiness? Something when you like, okay, so when you're watching a movie. And when you know it's a comedy and you're expecting to laugh, you'll get a laugh if it's a good joke. But if you're not expecting it to be funny and you get a laugh...
I'm with him,
you're like,
dude.
That's happiness. Because, like, it was... It's usually... You can't... It's not an objective that you can chase after. It's something that you... In fact, if you chase after happiness, you'll never be happy.
Every man is happy until happiness is suddenly a goal. That's actually from a Tame Impala song, but it rings true.
I guess I mean.
Are you more or less happy if you smell my sock
no,
yourself?
No, get away from me.
Come on.
No.
Yes.
We just need to see if your nostrils right, work right, after you've right, been right. gassed.
Damn. Library fresh. Look, I think he's right. I just think that that's second. I think that happiness is second to the image of Jesus with tiny Red Bull wings going up like a moth going, what's the deal?
Why is it so dark in here? Get field trip here.
Hey, I'm the Messiah. What? I'm not supposed to be up here. I'm supposed to be down there.
But I agree with you.
We've cracked it, I think. Yeah, happiness is that, except for the Jews.
Do you think?
And then it's like they're happy if they have gefilte fish, and that's it.
But wait, what do
and
you
also just like having a conversation about like why are Jewish people so funny?
Are we gonna lose? Like,
the answer
half
is you're not. Japanese people are funnier. Get over it.
Why do we always get so contentious?
Yes, yeah.
But I'm sorry.
We're gonna get like
how
29
much
angry
is
Patreon
the idea
messages
of,
now.
Look, Seinfeld is nowhere near as funny as the Japanese show No Fun Allowed. just the name of it is fucking
well,
funny.
There you go.
Seinfeld sucks. It's just self-absorbed. Just like, my name. Dude, No Fun Allowed is a bunch of fat comedians that have been training to be comedians for 20 years in like dojo houses. And then they go on this show and then they try and make them laugh. Like they'll just be sitting on a bus and it's like a 24-hour show. And they'll try and make them laugh by getting an old guy that comes onto the bus that looks like Master Roshi, actually. And if his false teeth just fall out onto one of their laps. And if they start laughing, then you hear this like, beep, beep. That is like, and then you hear the commentators being like, oh, and then like four ninjas run onto the bus and spank the guy on the ass and run out.
I mean, obviously that's the superior.
How much better is that than the soup Nazi?
Yeah, well,
100%.
I have to say that's
well, that reinforces
good. That
my point, because like with Jerry Seinfeld, it's you're supposed to, like, that is supposed to be happening. Like, you watch a Jerry Seinfeld show, you're supposed to laugh. But with that, you're like, what the fuck is this? Wait, hold on a minute. This is actually hilarious.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
I reckon that's it. Midday Japanese TV is happiness.
Their
version of Carrie Ann is happiness.
So there is objective happiness.
Carrie
it's a midday
Ann.
Japanese TV program.
Hey, I reckon we should just take all our Patreon money and start to go start me to get Carrie Ann back on the air.
Dude, can this guy
she
move?
Sometimes is. It's usually infomercials.
Man.
Where she's hawking vitamins that go, my bones are slightly less creaky than they should be.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think I'm Stephanie? Well, I'll keep you guessing.
I don't think anyone can hear you, Miss Love.
Oh, sorry. Shazbot.
I remembered this from a book about prescience. I think it was in The Power of Now. It might not have been. The point is,
God.
I reckon that this is the core of happiness, which is that happiness is the default state. So if you've got no other emotion going on in your head, you're going to be happy.
So be American Psycho. Okay, cool. I'll just go kill 20 people. That'll make me happy. All right.
I don't know how you got that.
No.
Surely that's wrong.
What?
Surely that's incorrect. The very makeup of happiness is like a variety of factors.
What?
It's like...
Go on, name them.
Okay. I got a burrito and a fucking buttercup. Ooh, double.
But see...
Well, again, there's an element of surprise over there.
But the thing is, look, Miss Love is probably the happiest person I know.
What?
And he's just happy over really small things.
That is true. I do. If someone
like,
gives me...
when I walked into the house and it looks like a rubbish tip, he was just a Cambodian kid sitting in some dump, like, skerricking around for food scraps. That was him, and he was high on gas.
Can you please tell the time you went to Croatia and were hungry for 3 days? He was basically Tom Hanks from The Terminal.
Yeah, it was Tom Hanks from The Terminal without orchestral music narrating my story. Yeah,
just Croatian pop going like...
Yeah, it was, and thank fuck I had a story of fire and
Turkey?
Ice.
What was that singer? What was his key?
Turkan.
What was his like...
Anyway, but that's a shit story. What I'm getting at is...
No, it's not a shit story. This was a time when you were a
bum.
Okay,
I just slept at an airport for 3 days.
And what?
Yeah, because you couldn't afford to get home.
Yeah.
And so everybody... So the airport gathered around
and
fed you.
Yeah, and really good sandwiches and beer. And like we used to like all like meet up and it was like, ah, good shift. Like Igor, and I was like, great shift. And we'd sit down and have coffee and be like, yeah, sometimes I don't know why I'm even... Why I work here still. And I'm just like, wait a sec, you don't work here. I'm like, oh yeah, of course, fuck. And actually, like, I became mate. And they gave me grapes in the morning.
Dude, this is like, this is literally Tom Hanks' story.
I know,
Spielberg
everyone says
made
that.
A movie out of it.
Yeah, but
and
screw
you think
you,
it's a
I'm
boring
better.
Story. Like, dude, they made $1 billion.
Yeah, because it's
off
just
of
a day
story.
In the life of Miss Love's life, which is just a constant movie.
Yeah, did you get on with
today
Cass
I watched a movie.
He thinks that's more interesting. Dude,
you were there for our generation's Berlin Wall collapse, which is to see Will I Am remix the E.T. song. You saw that live. That
we got that entertainment.
We got it.
Oh, that sounds sucks. Do it again.
This is only for patrons, but look at the dance move. You know when the beat drops and he goes like, and you think he's gonna go into epic dance moves, and then he turns his back to the camera and goes,
Guys, I can't.
That's pretty much all he did.
I can't laugh because it's extreme pain if I do. But that, just everyone should stop with comedy. Him interpreting "Will I Am" doing the, I can't do it. But dude, like, fuck off, Adult Swim, because that's better. Perpetually.
That's way better.
This is just for the patrons. We'll bleep this out for the everyday, for the normies, because. Like,
no, we won't bleep it out. We'll force them to join Patreon.
I was just going to say that. I wasn't actually going
to. President.
Dude, Will I Am? How? I can't get over the fact how depressed he looks while making that video. It's supposed to be like a happy thing he's doing.
It's because halfway through he's realized, he's like, oh, man, if I had any ghetto cred left, this is gone. The boys in the hood are not going to be into me dancing to E.T. Enjoy, everybody.
We got it. So bored.
Wait, I'm gonna impersonate it as we do it. Ready? Yes. Ready? Go.
Right,
here we go.
Just to the patrons.
But then it's this.
Do it.
This move.
Dude, Jordan's blocking your view anyway. Damn.
Dude, at this point,
it's just staring at the camera and go.
Yes.
I love how, like, the next suggested video is It's My Life.
Yeah, all the classics.
Yeah.
The greatest songs that defined our generation.
YouTube knows us.
All the hits, man.
It's so good that the songs that did generate our, that defined our generation are retarded.
Yeah.
Our Beatles is Pitbull. Just going like,
picture me with a Kodak.
Yeah.
Imagine me with a Kodak. Imagine that.
And our Rolling Stones is Pink.
Oh. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Different hair color than most people. But not anymore, really.
But you know what I found out?
Yeah.
Pink is not that big anywhere other than Australia.
I know. Yeah. Like she's the Arj Barker of music.
Dude, what? Yeah. Oh my god.
At least it makes sense why Arj Barker is big. Like, he tours here heaps.
Dude, the guy from Brian Jonestown Massacre was on Triple J, and like, he's basically me right now. That's who he is, like, all the time. He's like a zonked out ex-heroin addict guy. But on Triple J, they're like, you know, they did that thing where they're just like applauding him and like blowing smoke up his ass and shit, and it's just like, you know, it's a really big deal that you're big in Australia, mate. I mean, it's not an easy crowd. You're big in Australia. And it's like, yeah, I mean, is it though? I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, well, Pink's pretty big here. And then, and then they awkwardly do that sort of thing of like, oh, laugh but don't laugh, because maybe, you know, we're sort of associated, and we don't support Pink, but there's a chance she could come in one day. So anyway, moving on. So what's your single?
Dude, screw Triple J.
Which sums it up. Everybody go to Curse's Instagram to see the second best half a minute of your life.
Yeah. After E.
Nothing beats that. But if you want a full minute of entertainment, you have to go onto Curse's Instagram, swipe over on him going, fuck man, look at this Melbourne crowd, because, my God, that man has ascended from legend to God. He went up on stage in front of 2,000 people, and then they're just doing that part in between hip-hop songs where they're going, I just want everyone to know that if you don't give a fuck, then you're a sick cunt.
Yeah.
That thing, right? And then, anyway, they're having that conversation, and then his brother comes in and goes, yeah, so anyway, like I was saying, nobody rocks better than Melbourne. Oh, what the fuck is that, bro? What the fuck is that? Cursor comes out with a poster of Triple J, and the whole crowd starts going, boo! He just stands there blank face, tearing it up, throwing it into the crowd.
It's
like
insane,
they're hungry animals looking for skerricks of food. It's so perfect.
Hungry
the
voice.
Fuck is that, bruh?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Dude, yeah.
Now, right. What do you want to say,
I had a Triple
Ali?
J.
On,
I had a quick Triple J story.
What?
Because I was listening to it the other day. It was the
time is money.
I visualize Jesus doing the.
He's like, dude, Jesus, dude. This is how shit they are. They were trying to sell. I don't know who they were because I don't listen to Triple J, but it was like a guy and a girl, and they were trying to be shock jocks. So this was their joke. Their joke was it was some shitty town in Australia, like in fucking rural Australia, and they put up a billboard over there,
yep,
about their show, and they were interviewing some chick there, and she's like, "So, what do you think about the show?" And like, and it was they were calling it the Erection Day. Anyways,
contentious.
So
because the poster was the wreck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
you
right.
Can't
what
get in trouble that? For that one because it's a double meaning.
Why?
No,
why?
Dude, come to the fucking mic, Miss Love.
Don't even worry. Just keep going.
Okay, and this
so
was like
lame,
this is what
isn't
happens.
It? Pussies that think they're cool. Triple J.
Yeah.
Having said that, for all intents and purposes, what's that guy called? Richard Kingsmill. I will suck your dick if you let me. Cover the sticky fingers? Yeah, cover. No, meet the. Yeah, I'll suck your dick to meet the sticky fingers. There you go. Yeah,
what would you
right,
lick his
seller.
Nuts for?
Who? Kingsmill?
Yeah, Kingsmill.
You know what? I'd lick his nuts
just for him
for
to go, Miss Love, right? Is that your name? Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan.
Definitely.
Yeah,
one
right.
Teabag in.
Nut sucking.
Just for that. Boom. I'll
prostate
it.
Massage.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do it.
What if he
pathetic.
Wants to do it to you?
Pathetic.
For that.
Well, look, you know, if he.
Yeah, how much would it cost for him to peg you?
Just you know, if he just passes on the material to some like frizzy head chick or whoever runs the show, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
What a strap on straighten the old pooper.
I mean,
look at how degraded he is. Look at him hunched over.
Look,
a defeated man.
Look, my girlfriend's dad listens to this sometimes, so no. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, and a big wink and a nod to the Patreon subscribers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So yeah. So quickly. So they were talking to some chick in that shit fuck all town, and she randomly was just like, yeah, the billboard's really good. I think you guys like you need like it's just like ass at all the rednecks are looking at it, and as soon as she said rednecks, these supposed shock jocks of Triple J freaked out.
They can't say rednecks.
Well, apparently, and they cut the fucking phone line.
No.
Instead of like,
what did they say after that? They were just like, not cool. Anyway,
no,
here's something
that
is cool.
Well, they would have
Tash Santana. Haven't played her enough.
If they would have said that, at least they would have addressed it. They just like ignored it, and they just freaking cut off the line. And this chick, he's like, she was saying, "I'm a redneck."
Dude, that sums up
bizarre.
Triple J in a nutshell.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's just people that are really scared that anything they say is going to be contentious for them to get fired, unless it's oh yeah, oh sweet,
more nasally, way more nasally.
Really, that's hectic.
Yeah, it's the sweet spot.
Okay, that's a pretty hip tune.
Yeah, actually, say it again with just completely blocking your nose one more time.
Really,
that's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I want. That's
actually,
I want.
That's better. That's way better.
They think this is a joke as well. Like, someone just being like, I think that, like, burger buns kind of look like an ass cheek, and them going, do you think that, do you? They think they're adding to the joke by saying that.
What is really? With that? You can't just say, do you think that?
That's and the expect a laugh.
That is like...
Fuck you.
That's like,
someone nuke it.
Yeah, that's Chris Rock lazy.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
And
what?
Chris Rock... Every time he's in there, owns the DJs, wipes the floor with them.
Actually, I'll do a shout out here. Why not? My mates thing, Pina Colada Boys, did a great like clip or whatever video on that, and it's so good, man. Like it's the other guy from Matt and Alex, one of those guys. He's trying to rep his stand up career to Chris Rock. He's like, is it good? And he's like, yeah, it's good. And he's like, is it really good though? I mean, compared to me, he's like, it's great. Like, really defensive and stuff. And then slow motion zoom in his face, and it's playing the material, and it's like, dismal, dude. It's about hats for like 5 minutes. It's bizarre.
Damn. That sums up Triple J so well, doesn't it? A fashion item. That's a joke.
Forest Hall Band at gmail.com, Richard Kingsmill. I'll do anything. I'll change my whole EP.
What would it take for you to do a show for them? How much money, Jordan?
He would never do it.
For what?
Do a show for Triple J.
Oh, one of those. It. Thank God it's Friday or something.
Yeah, some shit like What's that? How much? What do you want?
He would only do it if they erected a fucking
of
his face on the Harbour Bridge that just went down. I had to stay there for a month.
On New Year's Eve.
I do like that idea, but also I was going to say, if like the extremely PC hosts that are on it, the whole day that they're recording that, I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it. If you wear blackface the entire time.
Oh, God.
Don't you think they would cry? They would weep. They would have to go to therapy.
What do they want more than anything else?
That's their job.
They might do it just for the cash money.
So horrible.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, man. Like, look, whatever makes them feel awful,
that's
the price that I want.
Oh, so you're basically
if the price was that it's some Stasi police officer just slowly treading on their testicles, I'd choose that. But whatever makes them feel the most miserable, I'll do it for that.
Well, you know, the Liberal Party's already doing that with ABC.
That's amazing. You know what I think would be the only cool alternative? If you find that guy who did that supposed quote-unquote hit piece from Vice on you, be like, that guy has to swim from, like, you know, Greenwich Baths to, like, Manly. And if he drowns, too bad. Part of the price.
Yeah, I'm allowing him to have floaties, but only because it's more humiliating to see his little fat piggy face going, trying to keep afloat.
God, we are horrible. We are horrible.
Anyway.
It's all satire, guys.
Well, this is a perfect segment to move on to, which is that don't blame me, blame my mom.
Yeah.
Which is, this is a very interesting thing, because as any frequent listener of the podcast would know, at the moment, my flavor of the month reading repertoire is books and relationships.
Yep.
And yep. I've read one recently that's talking about how your parents raised you. Well, this is just a common theme that's constantly going through it, but this adds another piece to the puzzle. How your parents raised you is how you are going to interact with your significant other.
It's so scary, this shit.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
It does make sense.
Yeah. It's legit.
But they've categorized people into three groups. You know, I was talking before about there's builders, there's negotiators, there's directors, and there's explorers.
Yeah.
But that's more biological. Go back to the podcast if you haven't heard it. Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor. Just what's better? Hamish and Andy podcast? Come on.
Yeah, they made a surfing song. That is actually really nice. Instead of us sitting here being like, I hope the Triple J have to put blackface on.
Yeah.
No, I hope their testicles are ground into the ground, like minced meat.
Yeah, actually, on second thought,
so
switch
negative.
Off.
At least
switch
they're builders. They're builders.
Yeah, switch off and listen to Hamish and Andy. Repent for your sins. Here, no, actually, I'll just do it for you. Let's just you don't have to watch. We'll do it for you. And so, like, basically, like, did you ever think, like, when someone invented green tea, like, were they like, did you realize this connotation to weed from that? Like, the green tea, like, are you going to tell me that doesn't sound like weed?
Oh, my.
There you go. Hamish and Andy.
Made me laugh. Oh, go away.
Speaking of relationships, who is it?
No, it's my editor. My second technological mum. Now, here's the three groups, and this is in terms of your psychology of how you're going to interact in a relationship. The first, it's called Islands, Waves, and Anchors.
I
really like the metaphors
I've heard
as opposed
to
the technical names.
I've heard this, so you explain it to Jordan, and I'll give the Patreon some extra content that they're paying their hard dollars for. You just keep going.
Are you going to moon?
Yes! He's thrusting! And he's still going right now. No one knows where this crazy party's
going
to end. Right into the late night.
Mislav, can you moon, though? This is the...
Come on, get your ass out, Mislav, please.
For the camp.
Get it out. Yes!
Just for you Patreons.
It's so scary because it's kind of childlike, but it also has a few white hairs just dragging out.
Give this man the $5 he deserves.
If that doesn't...
He's basically just...
Go on.
So good.
He's whoring
what
himself
is basically
out.
Whoring himself out or just abusing the people that pay for this. Just sexually assaulted.
But you know what? I bet you if he wasn't on drugs, he wouldn't have done it, because he's really conscious about his body.
Yeah. Where am I? Yeah.
Dude, you never moon. Like, now you did it. Do you know this is going to go out? Like, this is on camera. You don't even moon when...
My time is now, Ollie.
This guy... Dude, sit down. Sit
White
down.
White 50 Cent.
Done
hated
enough.
Hated another dog to dog on tap, and I'm going to shine home to my own stuff.
I bet I'm going... Ooh,
ooh. Now he's on the desk, yay, and he's still thrusting.
He's going the distance.
What? He's trying to have sex with the wall.
Look. Can't fucking see a segment without me thrusting them. What kind of a fucking multimedia fucking
This is so I'm gonna have to upload this hour and a half long thing.
Continue the fucking topic.
Okay, go on. While Miss Love is just thrusting in the background. Down.
Yeah, so anyway, island anchors and waves, and so what we could see here is a classic example, Miss Love, of being an anchor, which is the most sane and stable of the lot.
It's just staying unstable. Sure, the guy just mooned and is thrusting in the background for no reason.
Sure about that?
Dude, Miss Love, don't. Fucking hell, you're going to break the studio.
Man, if anyone actually took their job seriously at Move FM, we would have been fired.
Yeah, and
thank
also...
God I work in the biggest joke of a building ever created.
I am quite certain I'm getting, like, a call from Miss Love after the drugs wear off saying, like, oh, can you edit that part out, please?
Anyway,
yeah, but... We all know the answer to that.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck no. But
so yeah,
we've got anchors, which is Miss Love, which is somebody who's so stable and comfortable in themselves that they've sit there like a gangster rapper holding their crutch, just dancing it back and forth.
Yeah, it helps you high on fucking gas.
Yeah, no one can hear this guy. He's just
saying it helps if you're high on gas.
He's saying it helps if you're high on gas.
I think that is the cure. If you are a wave or an island, which are the ones that are emotionally unstable, because the best person that you want to be in a relationship with is an anchor, because they're basically just secure, because their parents were there when they needed them to be there, but didn't spoil them. So they got that perfect middle ground. And as a result, when they're in relationships and someone yells at them, they just go, I'm probably just having a bad day, and just keep getting on with their life. When someone yells at someone who's an island, which is somebody who is avoidant, which is me, definitely, anytime there's any confrontation in my life, I just go, okay, I'm just going to pretend that person doesn't exist for the rest of my life, and
dude,
they're out.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, Jordan has taught me the art of ghosting. I am not even kidding
about
that.
Yeah, move over, Hamish and Ed.
At one point, Jordan was just like, yeah, just don't reply. And I was like, wait, you can do that? Anyway, so I've done
I'd say that you are as well. I would probably say you're an anchor, Ali. You're pretty comfortable in yourself, because you're definitely not a wave. A wave is somebody who, when they're in a confrontation, no, but basically they're somebody who has attachment issues.
Oh, dude, that's me.
So there's avoidant issues, and then there's attachment issues, which are the waves, which is when they're in a relationship, they're just like, you didn't say hi to me this morning. And they're constantly causing drama and freaking out. So the worst combination is when an island and a wave get in a relationship, because the wave's always being like, you're ignoring me. And then the island is like, yeah, I am ignoring you because you're fucking crazy.
A tsunami.
You've got attachment issues because you miss your like lions in your house in Dubai.
Dude, has the drugs, like, do they get like worse?
What's it called? Wait,
a
like,
lion?
No. What's it called when you live on the roof of a building? There's a word.
Penthouse.
Boo!
Oh, a penthouse.
Take that, Ali.
You live in a penthouse.
I am literally begging people for $2, and you think I've got lions and a penthouse in Dubai?
Yes.
Dude, I have fuck all.
I don't. I do have that in Karachi though.
Yeah,
I actually, well, a lion in a penthouse.
Shout out District 101.
Let them all go to hell, except that particular district.
Let them all go to hell.
Wait,
except
can
the Defense
you let
Housing
fucking
Authority.
Finish?
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this is better. Miss Love's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Regardless, I had this profound realization, which is that Miss Love is extremely stable. And
dude, what? Wait, hold up. Backtrack. I understand a lot of adjectives about Miss Love. Funny, fun to be around. Basically,
bald.
That's the only thing. That's bald.
Head kind of looks like a chip.
Yeah. Habitual cap wearer for reasons.
Slavic soldier Soviet Union. Used to be a burglar before the revolution, but afterwards Stalin was like, I like you people. You what made the revolution what it is. Here, it's the ski cap.
Yeah, okay, so Miss Love's...
You would have been Stalin's best friend as well, because while he's sitting there being like, they're all around me, they're trying to kill me. Like, dude, listen to this pedal riff, man. And then he would have been like, damn, that's nice. Yeah. That's very nice. You probably would have saved 10 million Russians' lives just by hanging out with Stalin and telling him just
like, he was like, yeah, I mean, fuck him, but at the same time, man, maybe you should just, I don't know, just chill. And Stalin was like, the most profound advice I got from this bum. Just be chill.
That's good.
I am going to do that from now on.
That's fucking good. That's
Everyone starts saying, just be chill. Kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah, the whole commandment list of the Soviet Union's constitution would just be, instead of just like setting up all these prison camps to make dams and electricity grids, they're all set up to design to search for tone.
The
never-ending search for tone. And then Stalin puts 20 million Russians to work on that, being like, we'll see about that.
You know what's
we'll
really funny?
Tone.
Can I just say a little, can I say something really funny that you'll actually love?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. There's a guitar pedal.
I said no!
There's a guitar pedal. You'll like this. There's a guitar. You'll
your
both
back
like
is
this.
Now to the camera at this point.
You'll both like this. Look. There's
fuck
a guitar,
you guys.
There's a guitar pedal called the Big Muff. Which is invited.
Yes.
Which
is that, I do like that.
Does it have a picture of Otto on it?
No. It does have a picture.
No, it should have a picture of Ali G.
No, it has a picture of someone that looks a little bit like Otto, to be honest. Like a Romanesque Otto. But
Slash.
Yeah, kind of. But like, so basically, this was like created by Electroharmonics in the 60s. And how good's this? During the fight in the Cold War. Not all the fights are fought on, you know, through proxy wars and, like, economics and nukes and shit. Oh, no. It was fought with guitar pedals.
No.
The Russians built a guitar pedal called the Russian Big Muff. And it's green, and it's made from the, like, materials that they made, like, the tanks with or something. It's green instead of their silver.
Oh, sick.
And they both have... they both use different transistors, so there's, like, a more of a hard Russian age to the Russian Big Muff. No word of a lie. It's so awesome.
So much more important than the space race.
Definitely.
The race for tune, man.
Yeah, the race for tune. That's what it was.
Damn.
And they're still being
made. Attunement.
So here's your trivia knowledge for today.
I'll show you a photo.
Come on. Just finish up that relationship thing, and then we've got to end the pod.
Right. So.
I'm showing you a photo, but continue. Go on. Yeah, go on. Go on.
Just everyone listening, try and categorize yourself like that. Do you feel like you're comfortable in yourself? Do you feel like you like being a hermit and anytime shit gets too real, you just avoid the conversation and leave? Because if that's the case, normally both or one of your parents was extremely overbearing. In fact, the mothers of kids that are avoidant, apparently they were like constantly trying to get in the face of the baby going, because usually it's just a wave creates an island. Usually the mother's a wave and then the kid becomes an island. So she's just constantly being like, why don't you love me enough, baby? Look at me, baby.
It's fucked.
You can see it. The best way to look at that is also how people interact with dogs if they don't have a kid. Like people that are always just being like, look at this doggy, come here, doggy, come here.
Yeah.
They have attachment issues. And then islands are the ones that when dogs come up to lick them and stuff, they're like, ugh, get off me.
Yeah.
Dude, that's me.
What?
Well, the thing is, I kind of hate why, like, you have to pretend to like every dog now. In fact...
You don't have to pretend.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, Snoopy. Nowadays, you kind of have to. Because apparently dogs are more important than humans now.
I know what you mean. There's
such a third world Muslim thought.
All right, man.
What do you mean I can't kick this dude?
Yeah, what do you mean I can't kick this dude?
You think he's better than my kids? I kick my kids.
Dude, I have no kids. And I still, like, okay, I like dogs, but I don't like every dog. Some dogs are ugly. Some dogs are, like, extremely hyper.
Yeah, my dog's ugly.
Your dog's actually like
cute.
I like Zeus. Like
Zeus is,
nice. I don't hate all dogs. I just hate a few of them. Actually, quite a few of them.
No, damn it.
Look,
yeah, I just don't see it. But yeah, and then stable people usually when a dog comes up to them is just like, hey, how you doing? And then when the dog wants to leave, they're not like, no, stay here.
Yeah.
They just let them go.
True.
That's how a stable person interacts. That's somebody who's just comfortable in themselves, and is another reason why, when we were talking before about happiness and the key to it, the key is to basically be raised by Miss Love's parents. That's
wait,
that's
they were
the
like
key.
Sick parents?
Dude, my
well, they were just they were normal parents.
They were normal parents. Dude, I had the best childhood. It was
well,
like
excuse
running
me, it's a spectrum. What is normal, really?
Oh, fuck off. There's very solid rules. Here are the rules. Here are the rules. Let your kid run. First of all, preferably move near a national park. Let your kid run around with the national park as long as they want with their mates. If they hide in the bush and go beep during people like playing golf and fuck them up, even better. Basically let them do whatever the fuck they want, except you know, like teach them basic morals, and like also be hard enough so that like they're not pussies. Be
and,
like,
and every
and
now
and
then spank them with a switch for no reason.
Yes, that's true. It keeps them on their toes.
Yeah.
But no,
and make their version of Weet-Bix for breakfast, grapes and potato chips.
Well, I want to make one addition, and I genuinely mean this. Never fucking ask your kids what they want to eat. Give them food that they have to eat.
I agree with that, because you force them to have a good diet.
It makes them like no. Well, it's I don't even give a shit about diet. It makes them realize that life is not going to give you what it wants.
Dude,
you have
just
to make...
don't be a psycho to your kids. Be a normal person. Treat them like you would a friend.
No, but this is what we're saying is that
they are delicate, and you need to nurture them.
Psychological patterns
Whatever.
That go back generations.
Yeah.
So you will see this continuously. That usually it's a continual pattern. Whereas waves are usually created by workaholics that just leave their kids and go, you know what's better than hugging? Money. Mm. And they just keep handing them whatever they want.
I know.
And then they just work their entire life. You know who I'm talking about.
Mr.
Orgy.
Yeah.
And so, classic attachment problems. It's always the case. It's the parents that just weren't there throughout their childhood. They're usually the ones like, you don't care about me. And then they usually raise kids that just end up avoiding... Because then they're just like to their baby being like, I'm not going to treat you like that. I'm just going to look at me. My baby hates me. And then the baby does end up hating them. And it just keeps making that loop. Whereas if you're able to identify that behavior and slowly weed it out of yourself, you start making more anchors. And the world needs more anchors.
I reckon old mate here's an anchor. I reckon you've got your shit together. You're a pretty stable fucking...
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
your
parents must have done well. And from what I've heard from your dad and your mum, actually, they both sound like straight shooters and funny cunts. Like, even when you... like mention an occasional joke that your mum says, I'm like, damn, I want, like, I'd have a beer with her.
Yeah, she wouldn't have a beer though, but like still
a mango lassie, whatever. She sounds really funny.
Crack, whatever she likes.
She sounds really funny. Like she actually, and she sounds hilarious.
I can't complain. My parents were alright. Yeah. Like I don't have any skeletons in my closet.
Like, that's a stable person that is just like.
My dad never beat my mom, so I'm probably not gonna beat my wife. So it's like it's. It's all right. I think I'm on the right track here.
Look, if we're in closing though, should I show you this picture? Are we done?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll show it to the camera too. Come here. Ignore the one in the middle.
Come here,
right.
Like
okay.
With its legs. Come
no,
to the.
No, you know the camera.
So compelling in podcast.
And then we end it now.
Oh, yeah, we'll end it here. Ignore the middle one. The one on the right is the American Big Muff. The one on the left is the Russian.
Dude, that looks so bad. I want that.
I'll show the camera.
Look at the font on it. It's more basic than Times New Roman.
Yeah, they can barely see. They
couldn't
see our faces.
All the privileges of donating. You get to see a crap picture on a crap camera for free.
On a crap phone.
You're welcome. Well, we'll see you next week. We had fun. Did you?
Yeah, and if you want to see some video, give us money, please. I'm broke now.
Bye.
Please.